Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch, Matt Douglas with you, shining the spotlight on South Amherst. We're at Piggy's Main Street Market having a great time. And they say when in Rome, but I say in this case, when in South Amherst, you bring on one of its finest residents in the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn. Tim, how are you, my friend?
I thought you were going to say Z Zoltan was stopping by. You know, he's another fellow South Amherstonian.
Well, I think he had his time in the spotlight earlier this morning, so we're going to carve out the afternoon here for a few minutes with you. And you, of course, are coming our way today from the fine city of Orlando, Florida, where the Cavaliers are kickstarting their 2019-2020 season tonight. How excited are you for tonight's festivities?
I'm very excited. I'm also honored, and I'm humbled, and a lot of other words. I mean, but this is the dream come true moment where you walk into an NBA arena and you think, I'm calling an NBA basketball game, and there's only 29 other people that have this job, so I'm incredibly humbled by it. Certainly looking forward to getting the first one under my belt. We've done a few preseason games, four to be exact, but the first regular season game, the one that counts, I'm sure I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Give us an idea as to what that whole experience has been like, traveling with the team, taking the flight from Cleveland down to Orlando, and it's got to be one of those cool experiences that may not hit you right away. You're not waiting in security lines. You're taking the private charter jet, all that good stuff. How has that experience been so far?
It's interesting, Bull, that you say that. Shortly after I was hired, I went to the NBA league broadcast meetings in New York and was talking to a gentleman there. And he said, have you ever traveled a lot for work? I said, no, not really. He said, well, once you get through this season, you'll never want to fly commercial again. the travel is a grind. And I'm sure I've also been told it will get to be very long and you know, tedious at times. But to just be able to walk up the steps and get on a plane, and when you get home, you walk to your car and it's ready to go, you know, that'll be very nice. But certainly, you know, it's part of the job. But there's not a lot of, you know, horseplay and hijinks on those planes. The coaches are watching video. The players are watching video. The broadcasters, we're pouring over our notes. And so it's actually pretty quiet on the plane. It was a quiet ride down, at least as far as inside the plane. Outside, we were bouncing around a little bit. We had some turbulence in those high winds taking off yesterday. But no, it's part of the job, and it's certainly an enjoyable aspect of it. There's no doubt about that.
Sounds very business-like. You probably get a lot of the same kinds of things on the bus and in the hotel situation, too, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, as we talk this afternoon, I'll be heading over to the arena very quickly to get there and get into the broadcast booth and start calling the game here in a couple hours. But it's all business. I mean, you take your job very seriously. It's a fun job. I'm excited to be a part of it. But it still is a job that bears a lot of responsibility to the listeners, to the advertisers who are in the games, to the organization itself. And so, absolutely, there's a businessman-like approach from everybody involved, from those who are playing to covering the team to the PR department to the broadcasters.
Now, you hear players say that no matter how many years they've been playing, you know, until you play that very first one, you still get the butterflies in your stomach, you still get a little bit nervous. I mean, even the best ones admit to that you get to a point where when you play that first game, you kind of have to get that feeling out of the way before you get into the grind and you kind of get into your routine of playing the season. You have any of that? I mean, you've called hundreds, if not thousands, of basketball games over the years. Do the butterflies still get there for you? Do you think they'll be there tonight?
Absolutely. The butterflies got with me last March in tournament time when I was calling games for WEOL. If you don't have butterflies, then you shouldn't be in the business. Not that you're nervous about the quality of the broadcast, although I do still get nervous about that. But, you know, just the nerves of having a game and wondering how it will unfold. I mean, to me, that's the beauty of sports. It's a mystery before the ball goes up or it's kicked off or that first pitch is thrown. You don't know what's about to unfold. So there's always that apprehension, that those jitters that come with it. And I'm sure I'll have a few jitters tonight. I've been overwhelmed by the response as far as opening night is concerned and my first broadcast during the regular season. And so to all of those who have texted and Facebook messaged and all that sort of stuff, I really do appreciate it. So I know a lot of folks are listening tonight, and you know, I'm sure that'll dawn on me at some point during the broadcast that you know, I've got a lot of people that are pulling for me, and I truly, truly appreciate that.
Well, we look forward to your call tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip time, Cavaliers down in Orlando taking on the Magic. We'll make sure we say hello to everybody here at Piggy's, from Dale to Keno Eddie and the entire gang, my friend. We'll make sure that they're all tuned in tonight.
Was Keno Eddie there today?
Well, he wasn't there this morning. We're going to find out this afternoon if Keno Eddie's going to make his presence felt here at Piggy's, my friend.
Well, here's the thing. As I talk to you this afternoon from Orlando, tell Dale and everybody at Piggy's I'll be stopping in the morning to have a coffee. So I'll see them in less than 24 hours, and hopefully everybody enjoys the broadcast tonight.
Oh, we certainly will, my friend, and you're stuck with me on Thursdays from here on out, so I'll be talking to you tomorrow as well. Tim, have a great call tonight, my friend. We look forward to it.
All right. Thanks, Bull.
Thank you again. That's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers. You can hear the opening tip for the 2019-2020 season tonight as the Cavaliers take on the Orlando Magic. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. You can catch it all right here on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. Let's get to a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I return with more fun and excitement at Piggy's after this here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.